Hey, good
Hey, how
morning.
are you?
How much good morning? I'm good. How are you? All of our
I'm great.
sisters and the misters in the abyss.
Happy Women's Day.
Yes, happy Women's Day. I'm so glad. I had a great day today at work as well. We celebrated
Good.
Women's Day and like I got flowers and I got a little gift. It was really nice.
Oh, that's so cute. Girl can't
Yeah.
relate. Oh.
Don't worry, I'm your gift. Okay,
I
happy
know,
Women's
you always are. You always are.
Day.
But
Oh
oh
my gosh.
girl, let's talk about the gift we got today. Thanks to Miss Oprah Winfrey.
Yes,
Please and thank
definitely.
you. Okay, but before we do, first of all, welcome to this Black Girl Podcast. I am one half of your host, Miss Ola, Miss Lola.
And I am the other P in your pod, Miss Hilly.
And let's just jump straight into this. Oprah Winfrey had an interview, by the way, which cost $7 million. Okay.
She said they weren't
So
paid.
I don't think necessarily they were paid per se, but maybe the payment to coordinate, booking Gail's backyard, having the decor up, having the amount of
Oh,
staff, testing people, because you already know shit ain't free in the US.
for sure,
So,
for sure, for sure, for sure. Okay, but I just
yeah.
assumed you meant like these people took a backdoor payment or something. I'm like, oh, okay. But keep going. Okay.
Oh, you know what? You never know. You never know. They're cut off from the queen, so you never know.
But let me help you go with this because the scandal of scandals.
Scandals.
Yes, scandals has been exposed. Okay. And I'm loving this tea because it's royal tea. It's that oolong tea, that old time oolong chai spice pumpkin. That's how old tea it is, okay?
Girl, definitely spicy because here's the thing. Like, and this comes from like part of my heritage, part of my background is British. So it's like I grew up having a part of my family look to slash revere the Brits, okay? And specifically the royals, especially during like Princess Diana era, like that was our sis, okay? That was our ma'am. She was our Madonna. Sorry, ma'am, but like she was the bee's knees, period. Okay. And so I've had a unnecessary focus on the royal families. I've had an unnecessary nostalgia and like love for them. But then at the same time, especially with like Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, seeing that whole vibe and that whole story happen, like it was one of those things where it's like you see, you know what a person's about to walk into. But like you don't know how real it is until they've confirmed for you how real it is. And this is what's happened with Meghan Markle and with Prince Harry. Because like, girl, we knew. We've been knowing.
Of course, of course. But to
Okay.
see it out, and I wouldn't say see it play out, but to hear it, the confirmations in real time, it just
Yes.
It really, yes, it really just exposed what we all know. It's like the Me Too movement for the racial divide, you know, kind of thing. It's the
Yeah,
she too.
for sure.
Yeah.
She too. I'm done.
I'm
This girl
telling
said
you.
she too. But like, okay, I don't know. Okay, here's the thing. When I saw that Meghan Markle was dating Prince Harry, they were engaged to get married, I was like, oh yes, black girl magic in that palace. We need to, season it up. It's been looking kind of bland. Okay. And like no animosity to Kate, like okay, but like again, okay, like okay, you're Kate, like and another Becky's in the office, like people were salivating over Pippa because she had a more perkier butt than Kate at Kate's own wedding. Like this is what the Brits were having fever dreams over. So for us as men to see a at least biracial, like Meghan Markle's biracial, but still we consider her black,
Of
So to
course.
see a black woman even if she is biracial, be shown in that type of, I don't even want to call it a level because, you know, I don't want to put, statuses on people, but it is also what it is. It's that title to be, see a Black woman as a princess
right, and more so
was
just seeing her enter
real
the royal
life
family.
princess.
That's the basic thing, like to see a
Yeah,
Black
it's huge.
person be enter a historically predominantly Caucasian, and you know, literally, this is like for the
Space
modern
of women.
era, yeah, modern era's first
Yeah,
Black
it was huge.
woman entering that space, entering the royal family. So that, yeah, that was
Like,
huge. Now, girl.
well, I'm just saying,
Okay,
just to
go
even see like a Black, sorry to cut you off, but I'm just saying, just to see
ahead.
a Black princess when the closest we've seen it reflected was like Princess and the Frog that we had to beg for from Disney.
You're kidding.
Like to see a real life, no, I'm serious, to see like a real life princess that she is a Black woman is like, wow, okay, so it's not just a fairy tale, you know?
Interesting.
Whereas
Interesting way to look at it, because I never look at it that way. Whoa,
I've kind
cool.
of looked at it that way just because it's like when you hear of Kate Middleton's story, for example, she just all she had to do was go to the fucking school, as same school as Prince William, and want to call it a do, and they were now 4 kids later. Okay, and
Right.
they're, you know, all perfect and everything. And I'm happy for William if he's happy, and I'm happy for Kate if she's happy. Don't get me wrong. But like hearing Kate's story and how she entered into the royal family seemed so easy. You know, and so it's like to know, like, I don't know if certain white people are aware. Like, I know some white people like to pretend that it's not there, or likes to pretend to be like they don't see color when it comes to certain situations. But I feel like growing up, there's always felt, not to say that there's always been, but it's always felt like certain situations were inaccessible to people of color.
Oh, of
You
course,
know,
yes. So
certain
that for
statuses.
sure. I will definitely say when Kate and William's wedding was all happening, like, okay, let me di first full disclaimer, any Brits that are listening here. I have
We
always
don't mean shit on
anti,
you.
honestly, like I love the accent, it's great, but that's about all I like. I've never liked the monarchy. So
Yes.
I don't think that. I've never respected, you know, oh, the royal family, the queen is here, oh, blah, 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 blah. Because I inherently knew, seriously, like I inherently knew that this doesn't include
At
me.
the cost of blood.
Include this space, you know, and that's true too. History, the historically alone, but just in general, like this royal family does not include me. Anything royal, the money they get, the clout, the power that they have does not include me, and they'll never include me. So when Harry and not Harry, excuse me, but when William and Kate were getting married, like all that fuss, yeah, I watched a little bit of it because my mom was like glued to the TV watching it, but it
Right,
never
as
like
most Caribbean parents
invested.
are.
Right. So I was never invested because I literally had this conversation at Walmart with my cousin. I was like, everyone's fussing about this wedding. Oh, Kate and Mary, or sorry, William and Kate, William and Kate. But I'm like, and I'm like, why? And she's like, and they're like, oh, because you know, it's a regular girl. Like it could, you know, this is a regular girl entering the royal family. And I said, regular girl, do you think it could have ever been me? No, the queen would be like, you sullied
Right,
the royal bloodline.
and
Oh,
this is
I
why, and
couldn't.
this is why, like Meghan shook the fucking castle,
My
because even
point.
with this girl being biracial, she's half white. Okay, she got half of that privilege, and it still wasn't enough for them.
And
You
that's
know, like
exactly
every other day.
right. And it confirms just what we already knew. Black people, we all already knew this. So this is not a shocker to us. To be honest, I don't think it's a
Right.
shocker to any race either. It's more, if anything, this is just a royal embarrassment to the monarchy. And maybe the uppity nosed people that want to keep believing in fairy tales and want to believe that their world is just some big happy world that includes others when it's convenient. but it for the real world, we all already knew, like, this ain't a huge shock. It's just more of a shock that she's actually coming out with it and being candid. That's what the shock is, right? So,
well, and here's the thing, not to sound too conspiracy theorist, but they claim, though, the reason why Prince Diana was murdered, allegedly, let me throw that in there before any, like, British Interpol or something comes invading this podcast, okay? Allegedly murdered, okay? Miss Diana of Wales. They said that she had some insider information about the royal family that she was going to expose. And so therefore it was alleged that they had orchestrated her murder. And, you know, I do see where Prince Harry had a lot of concerns for his wife. And shout outs to him. Shout outs for him to be the realest one. Because I don't know how many other white men, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it right now with my whole chest. I don't know how many other white men would have looked, seen his wife in duress, in distress, pregnant, stressed out, wanting to kill herself. Okay? And picked up that whole lifestyle and say F it to the lifestyle and leave. I feel like they would have came up with every other excuse, but to leave such a vision of, and I call it a vision because it's not necessarily real or not, but like to have such vision of power, to have such a title, because there aren't very many monarchs in the world anymore, you know? So it's like to have that title and to have such a well-known and likable mother that is loved so much that we love her children as well as they've grown up to be young men. And for him to see that and recognize, no, my wife and my kid comes before this frou-frou-ness, I will,
let's start off the right way, because first, let's actually tell for the viewers who do not know what we're talking about, what the groundbreaking revelations were.
Yes.
Okay. So, so Oprah had a long-awaited
2 hours
interview with Harry. And
it was two.
Yes, I did not actually watch the full.
I watched.
So, have you watched the full?
I didn't watch the full 2 hours. I definitely watched a lot of the highlights. I would say I've seen about like half worth of the interview.
Yeah. So either way, the big bombshells were that basically Meghan said that when when she was pregnant with Harry, there were concerns. He told her that he would not have a child, he would not be protected, and there were conversations expressing concern over how dark the baby would be.
Okay.
So,
oh girl, you forgot it. You forgot a note though. Apparently, Meghan Markle said it was somebody within the royal family, not somebody who works for the royal family, not an advisor to the royal family, somebody within the family, which you already know is what? The Queen, Charles, stepmama Camilla, his brother, and the brother's wife. You think it's the Queen. I think it's their father, Prince Charles.
Girl, it's all of them.
Okay?
On this show just now. I didn't even know. I remember I did that because
no, I
did that on air. That was
oh, girl. Face of the real me, it's right fine. Here. It's fine. I let him. I'm telling you.
But like, I honestly believe it was all of them.
I think it was the father, and I only say this because A, the father has nothing better to do with himself. Okay. B, the Queen actually likes her grandsons, so I don't think she'd say something. She if she were
Oh my
no
God,
if
she would.
no if she were to
Stop.
no if she were to say something, she would have said it before this woman got brought into the family. She would have been like,
She
"Oh,
probably did, though.
Harry, I don't know about this Marco, but what would the kids look like?" Like I feel like that would have been a
Girl,
conversation
girl.
way
She
in
damn well
advance.
did, though.
But I'm saying
At least she did.
but I'm saying for whoever said this to Megan to her face while she was pregnant, yo, I think it was Charles. I think it was had to be the most inept, idiot white man ever, and I think it's Charles.
But the thing is,
Call it
like,
now.
who is saying any of this, though? He's not going to have a title. He's not going to be protected. How are you telling somebody whose mother A is a celebrity? So already they're in danger. A, they're considerably in danger. Father is a royal prince, okay? That
Right?
your kids, who are now the children of a royal prince and already a famous mom, are now going to walk a street with no protection behind their arm? You
Like a
think
regular degular.
Like a commoner? Like,
Like a
damn you.
commoner. Yes, like a commoner.
Literally,
Oh my gosh, no. Absolutely.
the
Like
queen is bright enough to say that. I'm sorry, but the queen is the only one who could pack down that kind of
Yo,
authority.
your brother already has four children. I can't afford any more protection for your first child, for your firstborn.
Right? Bring in the jewels from Africa. Like,
Oh my
stop.
God.
Please. I'm done.
No,
Sorry,
but like,
guys. Oh, I could go there. Excellent. But
no, seriously, like it's highly problematic. And like, here's the thing. It does like it sounds really bad how we're, because it almost sounds like a first world problem. Like his children
It is.
get protections and titles, but mine don't. But like when you come to this is what we expect from you, and you've built this type of expectation of people being into your family, receiving these types of, privileges. Of course, people are going to notice when the privileges don't get extended to people possibly looking a bit darker skin.
Oh,
You
girl, there's
know?
more. There's more tea. And like, girl, that's not even first world problems. Let's just stop there. That's like platinum world, freaking golden world problems. Like, stop. You know what I mean? This is, and let me say this too, because it's far beyond privileges being extended here and not extended there, because it's so petty when you think about it. Like, really and truly, thankfully they have money, they can take care of themselves, so they were able to leave the royal family. But this is, I honestly think this is deep-rooted fear and racism,
Of course
because
it's racism.
and the fear, I believe, is because they're seeing the changes in this world, okay? People are getting canceled left, right, and center. They're one of like the last surviving monarchies, okay? And if we're trying to go back and give credit to Black people and people of color where credit is due, those people would be broke, okay? They'd have nothing but potatoes in England, okay? Y'all would have no gold, you would have no silver, you wouldn't have no cocoa, no chocolate, no this, no that. They would have nothing, you know what I mean? And I don't want to say it as in it's not a racial thing, it's just the resources of the, like, if we're just talking about who took what from where that wasn't theirs, just like, stealing somebody's stuff. You have to give them the credit, you get back, people trying to restore people's names and the realities of what's going on. Are you ever going to give the jewels back? Are you going to go give back? You know what I mean? Like, it's just the
Well,
reality.
no, it's
Or
not even that. Can I be honest?
going
It's
that deep. Going.
the queen dying tomorrow and realizing that like if there is a person of color, like a person of sense, to take over the throne, that they would possibly dissolve the whole monarchy. Because like there is like a House of Commons in England. There is a prime minister of the country. So it's not like they need the monarchy. Like you guys are
Correct.
literally there for nostalgia. You're living
Literally.
overly expensive nostalgia.
Right. And with
Like
no purpose. You're right. There's literally
yeah, like
no
they're
purpose.
literally serving no There's literally no, like, there, like, no offense.
I'm up all people's tax money. That's all.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Like, yes, the queen goes on tour like once a year, but like at the same time, tour for what? Again, exactly. Again, expensive, literal walking nostalgia.
Like, how
because
dare
it's like,
sorry, let me quickly do this. How dare you go fire your grandson when you yourself have no job?
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. The royal family is like an incorporated organization, and like they get certain allowances of how much they're allowed to spend on certain things, and like they definitely run the monarchy now as like a business rather than having this monarch or whatever. But it's like the fact that you've exported the government to like its own, you know, Congress, like their own government, their own prime minister, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you already have somebody running the country for you. What the fuck are you here for?
Yeah, they're literally like an insurance company. No one gets no coverage. You're just paying. That's it.
No, seriously, seriously. And like, the thing is, like, what Megan talked about a lot with Oprah was the fact that, you know, she did not feel she, I don't want to sound like really rude or anything. Mm-hmm. She thought she was going to be protected, and she felt welcomed at the beginning. And as the media and stuff and people were starting to pick her apart and criticize her for sullying the bloodline, because somebody's actually said that. Talking about how her having children, her marrying into the bloodline is soiling the bloodline, and her and her having kids will be spoiling the bloodline. That's actually been said by somebody. No, for sure. I'm not shocked either. I'm just still disgusted that like people are so like, here's the thing. For people to say statements like that and then be like, and then be so surprised that people are disgusted by their racism, and that like, for you to say something like that and then also say at the same time, oh, I'm not racist. Yes, you fucking are. Or actually, let me speak it in the way the Brits understand. Yes, you bloody are.
Right?
Yes, you bloody are. Yeah. You're fucking racist.
And on top of that, it's like, what gets me more is the same people will talk like that and then want to parade outside on Women's Day. Happy Women's Day, each for equal, equal this and equal that. Oh, Black History Month and it's all show. Yep. I'm tired of it. It's for show. Practice what you preach. If you don't believe it, just walk the walk and talk the talk. If you're going to talk the talk.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing I was going to say, though. So, like, are they expecting the monarchs to keep up the history of inbreeding? Is this what they expect? Mm-hmm. But, no, because, girl, that's, what do you think? What do you, no, that's what the, y'all need to read up on British history and know that the monarchy, specifically in that bloodline that they're worried about sullying, was definitely a lot of inbreeding, and only recently they started grooming women to come into that and to come into that monarchy. Kate was fucking groomed to come into that bloodline. Diana, she didn't want to, but she was also fucking groomed to come into that bloodline.
She was already a royal, so for all we know,
she was already rich. She was already rich. No, this is what I'm saying. Like, she was groomed from the jump. Like, they set her up with Prince Charles, and she didn't want to be with him, but obviously for the opportunity she stayed with him, and that's what they expect a lot of people to do, put up with the bullshit just to say that they're a royal. And I'm so like, I don't like to stand the white man this hard, but Prince Harry did that.
And
Prince Harry did that.
You're completely right, girl.
Like, he did that. He really and truly did that. And like, the reason why I'm so grateful and appreciative of somebody like, and I'm giving him his clout and his kudos, is because there are very few men in regular positions who would choose to give up their job for the well-being of their wife and the well-being of their children.
Never mind cut off family ties.
Right? Thank you.
I can't believe it.
Thank you.
I was shocked. And I will say, This one thing I really hope didn't happen, which I was going to mention before, is throughout all this controversy, I just really hope that William and Harry's relationship hasn't been sullied, you know, by this, to use their words.
I don't,
I
fair enough. I don't
think
know.
because, yeah, because he did mention that his father at one point stopped taking his calls. And you know, so they're not talking. And on top of that, why I think him and William might not be talking, or there could have been a rift potentially, is because Meghan said that before her wedding, a rumor went out that she
Made
made
Kate
Kate
Middleton
cry.
cry.
Exactly. When in reality, it was the reverse. Kate made her cry ahead of her wedding. And the royal family didn't even defend her when the tabloids attacked her and switched it around and made her the aggressor. Or I don't want to say aggressor, but you know, made her the antagonist or whatever. She did also say since then they did repair things. Kate apologized or whatever, and they repaired that situation. But it does show like how quickly like people just want to put
I feel
politics
like
in the villain slot, and that bothers me so much because you just re-victimize victims, and I hate the way that they just want to make us look aggressive all the time when you know we're human, we have feelings, we're women, black or not, like treat women with respect, you know, treat people, human beings with respect. Keep going. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I'll just continue on that note. Another thing, yeah, did you understand that? Like it's I was just saying, I just don't understand the way they want to villainize blackness. I see that as an attack on it, where it's so easy to just flip a story around and it becomes believable that, you know, Megan made Kate cry. You know, they just want to villainize blackness. And I find that with a lot of perpetrators of negativity, just want to victimize victims. And it just I hope people can see that historically, that is what has been happening to black people. Our reputation is constant in the media and the control rich and dominant Caucasian people. You know,
And it's
so
funny.
that tells me the real aggressor and antagonists
Oh,
are.
of course.
So keep going.
No, because I was saying it was funny. I was watching a I think it was BBC, but I could be wrong. But I was watching an interview definitely based in the UK where they were talking about the Oprah interview. And specifically they had one woman on who literally makes a living off of writing articles about the royals. And the article that was written about Kate crying, being made, like, you know, crying or whatever, that Meghan Markle made her cry, the woman who wrote the article was there. And so they,
During whatever altercation.
well, not there, but during the two other co-hosts talking about this interview. There was like two co-hosts talking
Okay.
about like the interview being broadcast in the US, and then they had a third person who actually wrote one of the articles, who's like a Brit a Royals correspondent or whatever. So they said, they're like, oh, but the article she's referring to, didn't you write that article? And she's like, yeah, I did. And she's like, well, now seeing like Megan's point of view, like, do you like where how do you feel about this? The woman instantly started going on the defense. She's like, oh, well, I've been writing about the royals for years and I always only trust verified sources, and we don't know Kate's point of view. We don't know if Kate cried after the whole in altercation, or if she was made upset, or if that. And I'm sitting there watching this woman. I'm like, are you I'm like, I understand you're trying to defend yourself right now because you have a, because like, that's your job, I guess, but like, in how many hundreds of years have the royals existed? Could you be wrong, perhaps? This
Thank
woman
you.
just finished
Thank
talking about how they've been not being protected and how she's been lied about and how they've been refusing to tell the truth, and you're here defending your article?
Because she's a dog. When, she's just like the rest of
them.
My God. I'm sorry. Like, they could and not swallow. And I will say, though,
no, really and truly, and I will say, though, this, because this morning show, I guess, or this interview show or whatever, had a female and a male host. And the male host was actually, like, really defending Megan. Because he was going at this woman's neck, like, couldn't you be wrong? Is there a chance you could have been wrong? Or, you know, because, like, when she started saying, like, oh, well, you don't know Kate's side. You're only hearing Megan's side. You don't know if Kate was upset afterwards. And he was just like, but she's telling you, she's saying it right here.
Exactly.
That, you know, exactly. That information was wrong. You know, and exactly. She was like, oh, like, oh, bro, you don't know the circumstances. And all my sources seem to be usually very credible and blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
and she just said
she's been silent for years by the royals and the public eye.
Thank you.
You're the only horse? Like, girl, bye.
No, it's true. And I have to bring up another juice and tea, which is the hypocrisy, okay? Because
girl, speak on it.
Like, it, pretty much what you just displayed, another situation of this hypocrisy is when the fact that someone claimed that, oh, Megan was mistreating her aides, you know, all her servants or whoever the heck it was in the royal, when she was in the royal castle. They made reports, you know, she was mistreating staff, okay? And
right.
The royal family responded
immediately that they were looking into the claims.
There's an investigation. But when Prince Andrew had allegations of child molestation and sexual abuse.
Oh my gosh. Yes, girl.
They refused to acknowledge it. They refused to investigate.
Radio silence. Children, up till this day. Up till this day. Radio fucking silence. And thank you.
Some faceless random person or random girls. No. We had individuals with names and faces, there's documentaries, pictures, yep. Evidence, all of the above.
Yep.
Okay, of him.
Yep.
These young girls. And with Jeffrey Epstein, the father of all freaking sin and nasty abominations of nastiness with little children. So,
yes, girl, girl.
I'm so upset. That hypocrisy, I cannot. So that tells you that the royal family, I'm sorry. They're not.
They don't give a shit.
They know what they're doing.
They don't give a shit.
They know what they want to answer. They know what battles they want to conquer. Okay. And they know when they have their foot in their mouth and what battles they can fight. They can easily fight, oh, the black sheep entering their family. But you guys can't fight real other white young girls who are victims of
abuse. And here's my thing. You're telling me you're gonna have that old dirty man around your wonderful grandson's kids?
I know.
Were you hoping he was gonna die before that even happened?
Mm-hmm. And is he still getting money from the royal treasury? Is he still?
Of course.
Traveling?
Treasury? Oh my gosh. Oh no, he's hiding out. He's hiding out. And I love that Megan fucking alluded to that too. Because she said, she's like, while they're out here lying for other members of the family, they're not telling the truth about me.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Like, girl.
They need to cover up the truth about their own, but they will not tell the truth from lies. Stop it.
Yep. Stop yep.
It. And she was to the point of suicidal. Girl, she gained a whole new respect from me for admitting that.
Yeah, honestly, that's realer than real. That's realer than real.
So real, so deep, so candid, and completely honest. I was so shocked by it, but I felt her on another level because I'm like, damn, she is just a girl. Despite the money, the fame, her beauty, her this, her that, her banging royal D, she's just a regular girl, schmegular, degular, just like one of us walking in the street. you know? So
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel that. I feel that she's a human being. At the end of the day, she's someone's daughter. She's someone's child. She's someone's sister. She's someone's, you know what I mean? Like, she's
Yeah.
just a girl with feelings trying to live. She is not her skin. She's not her hair. She's not her race. She is just another spirit traversing this cruel and vast world, just like every one of us. She just was born with a silver spoon in her mouth and a golden toilet seat under her ass,
Yep.
like the queen.
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, you know what? I was gonna say, like, Harry spoke on it, and he spoke on it well, because he was just like, honestly, my brother is trapped. My father is trapped. And like, I don't know if it's if it was a genuine, like, oh, they're trapped, or like a shade being like, oh, they're trapped.
Girl, I think he's
You
like,
know?
get. No, it's the version, get out, the royal version. Like, oh my God.
Yo, really? With
I'm
those teacups? With those? With all those teacups? Yup.
yes. Yes,
Oh
exactly.
my gosh.
He got out, yo. Flashlight. Someone flashed the camera in her eyes. She got out of there. I
Oh no.
We gotta watch Get Out this weekend just in her honor.
Just sit on.
Oh
I'm
my God.
done. You're so funny.
I'm watching
You're
that this
so
weekend.
funny. No,
But
it's true.
going.
It's true though.
But I agree with you. It's a very good, you brought up a good point that how you're right. What does he mean by trapped? And I honestly think that he means that they just cannot ever be themselves. Like they cannot be themselves. You are stuck home. And you're never gonna be able to just part when you want to, act when you want to, speak how you want to, be able to. You have to follow these rules, and you're stuck within millions of years, I don't know, thousands of years of tradition. Keep going. What do you think?
Maybe, but no, but I'm just saying, because like when I think of when he said like they're trapped, I just mean like they're like the way I interpreted it, in the sense of like the fact that he left, so obviously they could leave too, but they also feel maybe possibly feel like they don't have anything to offer the world, which would like they can't leave their position as they are, turn around and have like $100 million in the bank still, you know? Whereas Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, Duchess of Cambridge, you know? Like I almost feel like, well, they can leave. They can, you know, because they've done a lot of humanitarian work. I'm pretty sure Prince Harry has like, you know, I don't know if he has a pension with the Royal Air Force or whatever, but I know he served in the army, right? So,
But
and like
basically,
I'm sure.
let me sorry to cut you. Let me just give you I have to correct. No, I just have to give you that extra information. He did say
Yes, please.
if it wasn't for what his mother had left for him, they wouldn't have been able to leave, girl. So that's what
Wow.
his inheritance from Prince
Wow.
Black Sheep.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that so
Mm-mm.
that's symbolism there. Symbolism. She,
Wow.
you know, what she left for
I
him
didn't
as
know that.
a black sheep helped him to be free, fly free like a
Escape
bird,
bondage.
and be the white dove.
Escape bondage.
Yep, exactly.
Oh,
Oh, can
amen.
you see that? Keep going, keep going.
Wow.
Speak on.
But no, I'm just saying like what it's wild to me that like I didn't know that. So like you telling me that, ooh girl, that's new information that's processing on a deeper level. That I'm like,
Yep,
damn.
girl.
Damn.
Yes.
So for them to be like, oh yeah, I would never blind, like, because there was a comment where Oprah asked him, like, did you blindside the queen? And by saying, like, you know, giving up the throne and whatnot, which as you know, the press was having a field day with. And he was just like, no, I didn't blind. And like the weird, if you noticed, whenever Oprah addressed the queen, they would always reply as her or my grandmother. They would never address her as the queen.
I love it. 'Cause I call her
I loved it.
I call her old Liz, okay? I don't call her the queen. I no, old
it.
Liz. I'm sorry. She ain't my queen. I don't have no queen. My queen is my mother. I see every day, you know, at her feet.
Amen.
Next.
Amen, girl.
Praise God.
But I'm just saying, like, they never addressed her as Queen Elizabeth or whatever, the Queen of England or whatever, Queen of the Commonwealth, whatever title she wants to use for the day. But but he pretty much answered, like, I would never disrespect my grandmother like that. You know, like, obviously she wasn't blindsided by us choosing to leave.
I mean,
But it obviously seems so.
it's
Because here's the
she
thing.
was. She's gonna say she was blindsided because ain't nobody think she ever gonna leave. You know what I mean? Like she's gonna think her shit don't stink, okay? Or is
Right.
think she can't fizz, okay?
Yeah, no, for sure.
And because anyway, rhyming all,
No, you're not
but you
wrong.
know what I mean?
I know
She's
you
gonna
can.
think that she
Yeah.
was blindsided no matter what because she's just never expecting it. So maybe they did
Of course,
it.
because who leaves? Who leaves a monarchy? And that's why I'm saying I give him his ratings, because there's not very many white men who will have money, privilege, and power to the extent that Prince motherfucking Harry had and said, "Nah, I'm good." Like, really and
But let's quickly say
truly.
one thing. There was a brother, I believe. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, my dad lived in England as well, so he knows all their history and all this crap that I don't care about. But he said there was a king who gave up the throne to be with a woman because she was a divorced woman or married, or yeah, she was previously married, and so they frowned upon it, and he abdicated the throne, which then go so the throne went to his younger brother, who ended up being old Liz's father. So that's how old Liz even got the throne. She wasn't even first in line. It would have been the first king's children, but because he married some widow woman, he abdicated the throne for her. So
Right,
Harry's not the
these old
first.
ass traditions,
Right. So Harry's not the
these
first to
old
do it.
ass
He's
traditions,
the
yeah.
first to do it for a black chocolate color, woman of color. Let's just say she's colored. But yes, you know what I mean? So just the fact that he's doing that in this day and age, this modern day and age, taking a woman with that woman of color. And then also, this is also what is adding the salt into the wounds of the queen that I'm laughing at inside. It's the fact that
Yes, that hold on, you're clearly speculating as you currently don't have any inside sources, Interpol, and therefore will not trace and or arrest any of the
Straight up.
hosts in the show.
Girl, busy. Okay, 55. I'm just kidding. Get me from East Compton. I'm just kidding. But what I'm saying is, this is what I allegedly, some people, some sources,
Yes.
closer sources to the people that I know say that allegedly, I'm sure what's making it more salty is, girl, I lost my train. Terrible. Like I'm tripping right now.
Well, you're saying what's putting more salt in the wound, but that's making you so that you're living for
Yes.
it. That's exactly
Yes,
what you're
I'm trying
about
to
to
think of
say.
what it was. It's the fact that oh yes, I was saying not only is he leaving for Meghan, but this man's leaving and like A, she's American, which is annoying. American and black. American and
Yes.
an actress, which is so like, you know, English, British people just hate this.
So
So
Hollywood.
Hollywood cliche, so extra
Yeah.
dramatic, and you're gonna go on Oprah,
Yeah.
you're gonna go on a talk show so cheap. Like, even though Oprah is royalty over in America, in the Brit, like, yo, this is just a pappy show. You know what I mean? Like, this is Mickey Mouse. They're like, you're gonna go on some talk show and they're going on fucking Mouse. Yeah.
Oprah? What's an
He's like, yo, you're going on Maury. You're going on Black Maury. Like, what the fuck are those? They're like, dead.
What's an
She's like,
Oprah? I'm
but
dying.
she feels this like you drank the Kool-Aid. She thinks Harry drank the Kool-Aid, and she is scared. She wants to, like, yo, Megan needs to stay away from all tunnels, bridges, overpasses. Yo, just stay away. Have a GPS. Have a metal detector around you at all times. Like, honestly, because I don't want her to be the man I am.
Okay. All I want to say is Prince Harry and Princess Meghan Markle, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are forever invited to the cookout. Forever invited to the cookout. Just let me know when you're coming. I will put on a spot of tea for y'all, and I'll cook you up some good food.
I know, and
forever.
Yes, and she can bring the new baby girl. I'm so happy for her.
Yes, that's right. Yes, they can, because now they confirmed that they're having a baby girl. So they're going to have the quote unquote perfect family, which is supposed to be the husband, the wife, and the boy and the girl.
Yep, happy little nuclear allegedly. Family.
Yeah. Allegedly. But yeah, so.
I'm loving
so
it.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Me too. And I honestly feel like they did the right thing. They did the right thing for them, because I was shocked. Like, for her to be suicidal, and everyone else, I don't want to say everyone else. A lot of people thought this girl hit the jackpot. She got Harry. Yo, let me just get, I'm going to get Dirty 30 Thursday real quick on y'all. But yo, imagine, I'm sorry. Imagine riding that. I'm sorry. Knowing that you're riding freaking royalty. What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't lie.
Ride that.
Yo,
ride that. Yeah.
Girl, I can't. I'm done. Like, just for that, my next time, I'm imagining Harry. I'll be done in a minute. I'll be done.
I'm done.
But anyway, sorry, TMI, y'all. TMI. And all y'all little girls, don't be listening to this channel, okay? You got to be 30 plus. But anyway.
Girl, yo, the internet's fucking shady, okay?
How?
The internet's fucking shady. Because I'm so fast, I randomly Googled Prince Harry. And then it showed up Prince Harry's net worth. Because we're talking about, okay, well, now that they're cut off from monarchy funds, what's going on? Yeah. So, like, it talked about how Princess Diana left him about $25 million, allegedly. Mm-hmm. They have a combined net worth of about $50 million. For the average person, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Girl, that's more than
right?
fine.
I know.
But here, what I call shady now is people also ask, okay? there's people who also ask, how much is the Queen of England worth? Girl, why is there saying, do William and Kate sleep in separate beds? Why is that your business? Why is that your business?
I can't.
Right.
Why would that be on the internet?
They're like, does Prince Harry have a job?
Does the Queen?
Does the Queen like Kate?
Don't kill me.
Why are Kate and William in love? why is Prince Philip not a king?
Okay, no, that's a legitimate question. Like, I asked my dad that. My dad's like, because he's not in the bloodline. He's never gonna be a king because he cannot take the throne.
Girl, I love it.
He is not direct bloodline descendant of the Black King or whatever the hell it was. I'm like, wow. So I was like, damn. And also, honestly, this is another thing that me and you had talked about. The fact that Meghan was naive going into it. And she admitted that she was naive as well. Because she thought everyone's rosy.
Right.
She's going, you know, it's 2020. But these people aren't living in 2020. Yep. These people are living in year 20. Okay, their honor and their traditions from way back 1920, if that. Okay,
I was gonna say, girl, 1720. You're generous,
right? Exactly. Okay, so they're in 2020. So she thought, you know, Me Too movement and each for equal and equality now and, you know, BLM, and these people are ALM. All lives matter. You know, the people that don't give a damn. Very seriously.
Yep. And the girl, it's not even all lives matter, because you already know all lives matter is not all lives matter. Thank you. Thank you.
So it's so true. So those people, like, so although the world, you know, when I say the world, I mean us Black people over here. Okay.
Right.
We knew, okay, something's going to go down. This is different. I wonder how this is going to be. And let me say this real quick, and I'm going to shut up because we have so much to say on this. Like, I feel like me and you are just eating up the airwaves right now, the way we want to chat.
Dead.
Like, didn't it show on the wedding day how the queen was miserable? Like, on the wedding of Kate, I saw this YouTuber that did a comparison. The queen was smiling on William's wedding day, happy. And then he did a side-by-side of her face at freaking Harry's wedding. And this woman was sour. I couldn't believe it. I'm wondering, like, what lemonade this woman had in her mouth with no sugar. I couldn't believe it. Serious. And she's just sour, miserable. And then this is another thing that I realized, they didn't have no respect for Meghan. When Kate came out, I didn't even care for that wedding. But I took a peek, okay? It was like at 1 a.m. or whatever. And I remember watching the headlines the next day. And I said, okay, you know what? For what it's worth, she looked beautiful. Like, her dress was beautiful, nice and fitted. It was elegant. It was very beautiful. And it was reminiscent of a fairy. You know, I don't know which fairy tale queen it was, but one of the Disney princesses, she definitely looked like her. Just gorgeous. Her beautiful lace, you know, and just fitted. It just accentuated her body. And it was still reserved, but very elegant, okay? Hair done, looking good.
Okay.
When Meghan came out, girl. I purposely watched Meghan's. I don't even care about the damn royal family, but just because this girl was black, I said, I'm going to watch this one. I'm going to stay up. I'm going to look at this one to see how they do my girl. And girl, I'm telling you, she looked like Cinderella after she fell and turned back into the damn mouse or whatever when the clock struck 12 and fell down and the shoes turned into this, the pumpkin, the carriage turned into a pumpkin. Her hair was messy. The horses turned into mice. The dress went back to being huge. She dropped down. Like, girl, I'm so pissed because the dress looked like it was three sizes too big. She looked like she was lost in the wind under her way to her wedding. Her hair was flying everywhere. The bonnet, the veil was so long. I'm like, they don't have no respect for this girl. It looked literally as if she showed up. They didn't know she was coming and just threw her together her outfit and hair. And I was upset. Did not compare to Kate at all. Keep going.
No, I was going to say, I think the reason why the queen was extra sour was because, like, Prince Harry and Kate were already married before they had the wedding. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Yeah, they were married, like, 3 days beforehand. Yeah, I found
it in the same article exactly, but who cares? So what? Her sour self.
I'm just saying, the queen's probably extra sour because she knows she's just being here for show.
Stop it.
She's
not even going to stand up. If anybody... Jack, stand up and say I. She couldn't.
It's too late. It's
don't
too late.
Me.
So oh my gosh. True.
She's sour. Too late to stop history.
Sour. Like, oh my gosh. Pained her.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
No, I was just going to say, like, this, I don't know, this family, like, I feel like it will slowly come to a decline once that woman's dead, because she's so up her ass and so used, like, because Queen Elizabeth has been a queen for a long time.
Like, it's time to time out. Like, and honestly, like, time's up for Queen Elizabeth. How about we start that movement? Hashtag, okay, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
No, but even if she steps down, she won't abdicate her throne. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's the other problematic part of it. So it's like the fact, like, I feel like there will only be change once this woman's put in the ground. Because thankfully, Prince Charles can't claim the throne. Neither can his dega wife. I'm sorry, I'll never respect Camilla. Mm-hmm. Princess Diana forever, okay? Right. Neither one of them can take the Digga Digga throne. Obviously, Harry's fucked off of the whole situation, so you can't hope he will.
Like, ninth in line. Because it would be William, then the first prince, then the second prince, after, if not after Prince, that's after Prince.
Exactly.
Because Prince Charles can take the throne.
So,
it's just that Camilla will not be queen. She'll just be whatever, princess.
She'll be princess consort or something. No, but here's the thing. Charles can't take the throne either.
Why?
Because he is, he's, I forget it. Hold on, let me Google it real quick. There was,
I heard Harry is like sixth in line or something like that. Like Charles.
Oh, her son. No, here's the thing. Okay. I was thinking of Queen Elizabeth's husband.
Yeah. No.
He won't take the throne. But Charles will take the throne, which is obviously the son of, you know, or the father of, of whatchamacallit, Harry and William. And then after Charles is dead, because he's already one foot in the grave, then it's Prince William. Mm-hmm. And then
the eldest son.
And then his the eldest son. So it's always the eldest son.
And this is my thing too. Okay, let me quickly pick this beef. I'm sorry. The moment you are the first in line for the throne, you have one son and one daughter. Stop having kids. Because the next ones are just fiddle alongs. Like, you know what I mean?
Girl, what do you mean? What do you mean? You act like this wasn't a ploy. Of course this was a ploy. They want to keep as many white people in the top of the monarchy. And since William comes way before Harry ever will, they're just going to keep giving it to as many kids as poor Kate can pop out of her front.
No, I get it, but what I...
Why do you think they have four kids?
What I'm saying is enough, okay? Stop creating extras that are... have anything, they're just gonna be extras, you know what I mean? Like Harry, I get it. When you have one son, they could have had a daughter, so they tried again. But when you have a son and a daughter like William and Kate, enough now, okay? But I get
it's
it
not, they're it's creating not about backup. Them it's I not know. Even about them, they're creating backups for the queen. That's exactly what they are. What it is. Yes, because I'm telling you, once because I know this woman just didn't pop out of nowhere, that Prince Harry did talk to his family a long time ago before even the public caught wind and said, hey, you know what? I fancy this woman. She's very lovely. I want to get to know her. Blah, 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 blah. She's rich, but she's American. She's nice. Blah, 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 whatever. And it popped out that it was Meghan Markle. I'm sure he didn't even bring her race into it until... she appeared to them. I was hoping she would be white passing enough.
Yeah. And
because she's extremely light skinned.
I know Meghan was scared to come out the shower with wet hair. I'm just putting it out there.
You're sick. You're sick, girl.
I'm not even saying it as like a menacing thing.
I just know
she was. That's what kind of control they had over her. For the girl to be suicidal, for the of her skin.
Well, girl, can you imagine? Can you imagine that people are going are talking about you on a daily basis? Are talking about you, talking about your children, talking about like your future children, because she didn't have children at the time, but like criticizing her mother for being divorced from her father, criticizing her for being interracial or biracial, this girl was craving avocados while she was pregnant, and so was Kate. And Kate got a cute little article about how she was craving avocados, and Meghan Markle got a fucking article about how she was contributing to the deforestation of the fucking Amazon because she was craving a fucking avocado. Bro, are you joking me? Are you shitting me? Like, girl, bye. Like, I'm so, like, I feel it for her. Of course I would be fucking suicidal. You're being attacked from every corner, and you expect your quote-unquote family... to have your back, and they don't.
Facts upon facts upon facts. And on top of it too, it also shows that, sorry, I almost have to laugh for a second. Ugh. Yo. I'm just gonna spill the tea. Why did one of my kids just burst into my room to come and play on the laptop at 10:30 at night? Honey, it's way past bedtime, baby.
Oh my god,
it's way past bedtime. Give me the laptop.
Yeah, go to bed.
Go to bed, baby. Okay.
Go to bed.
No, baby, you're going to bed. Go to bed right now, please. No, it's way past your bedtime. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, that's how you know we're real moms up in here.
No apologies, girl.
Okay.
No apologies,
but
girl.
Let me just, I lost my train of thought here, but let me try and get it back. So
We were talking about how Meghan Markle did not feel protected by the family she was forced to be stuck with, which was the
Right.
royals.
And what I was going to say was yes. So, and also you can compare that to her already being a celebrity. And, you know, I'm sure when you first become a celebrity, you get nervous. You're not always comfortable. So she's used to having a lot of attention. But imagine the scrutiny, because at least when she was a celebrity in America, there was no standard to live up to. Yeah, there's a basic standard of like human decency and then American culture, but she's American. So she's used to at least that. She could assimilate to that. But to get into a standard of whiteness that you can never achieve, that is a whole nother level of anxiety, having a whole country, you know, gnawing at your flesh, you know, literally, metaphorically, and almost literally, because they're just biting at you. And like that comparison you said, they're literally judging every little thing that you did. That's exactly what someone else did, but in a dark light, literally in a dark, no pun intended, light. So that's unbelievable. So of course it's so believable for her to be, you know, questioning, why am I doing this? Do I still want to be here? You know what I mean? So that's something that,
For
yeah, like that's
sure.
something that's completely believable.
But like honestly, when she said that though, that was so realer than real, and I just felt for her because it was just like you're in like obviously as black people or people of color, you always kind of have to put on a face when you're entering white spaces. And you kind of have to, I don't want to say put on a facade, but essentially a lot of people do. Whereas if you kind of are a bit more yourself, a bit more laid back into your culture, whatever, which is not necessarily understood in white corporate spaces, you're often discriminated against. You're often criticized. Like we've even talked about it with something as simple as our hair. If our hair isn't coiffed to a corporate appropriate hairstyle, oftentimes than not, you're always either criticized or there will be a comment on it. So it's like to have a group of people who not only don't relate to you in terms of culture, because she's an American living in the UK, and also to have somebody, monarchy versus Hollywood, like there's two different types of rich. So there's two different types of protocol and procedure when it's there. And on top of that, you're black. Whereas all these people know is like super white, like crusty, like cut the edges off your bread white, like
Right,
white,
like
like.
pasty, casual white. And it's like, on top of that, there's no comparison to her in modern day. Like maybe way back when, I believe there were other kings, or at least another king that did have like a slightly racially, you know, I'll say the word colored for lack of another word, or woman of color, well, woman of some kind of color before. It might have been that same king that I was referring to you for that left, abdicated the throne because he was with a widow. It might have even been him, but I have heard of stories of other of another king, at least one king. He was with a woman that was not completely British, let's say. So, that being said, though, it's like she's the most modern day version of that. When you would think that our world's minds are changing, people are evolving, and to see in real time that it's not evolving for everyone. Maybe for us young generations, the people who were in the streets screaming and protesting for George Floyd, people who, you know, sat and watched that video, the people around the world protesting and, you know, watching buildings burn in the US and, you know, campaigning, or who are online trying to, you know, have Black Tuesday and campaigning for women's rights and all kinds of things, doing this Me Too. Because there's this Time's Up and all these new trends that are happening and movements, the younger people are the ones that are opening their eyes, and they're growing up with these changes. We're growing up with, you know, she, her, they pronouns, the changes, accepting, you know, trans women, accepting two-spirit, and, you know, what do you call it, cisgender, and all types of different genders, right? So, excuse me. this new wave of young people who are realizing that being a human isn't being someone else's definition of what a human should be. It's just being, no matter what you are. And no one has a right to an opinion about it.
Mm-hmm.
No one needs your opinion. Just be who you are. Like, that's honestly a mind-blowing concept, you know, for some people who are used to rules and standards of behavior and standards of being and what a man is and what a woman is. So the fact that to see that, you know, the world is moving so forward so quickly with acceptance and tolerance and celebrating, you know, these differences between us, and that who have the most power in this world, the most money, the most reach, their language is the one language that we all learn. I shouldn't be speaking English right now. You shouldn't be speaking English. I should be speaking Swahili or Zulu or something else. Like, I wish I was, right? But I'm not. So the people that conquered, you know, this world and raped and pillaged and did all these dark, evil things to gain power, you know, are not accepting, and they were really like the, what do you call it? They were forthright ones in conquering the world, but they can't be the forthright ones in their, look at what she's dealing with, the racism of hopefully of long ago, but it's not, right? So it's just an interesting thought.
I know. It's sad. Like, it's sad. And the thing is, I almost want to, like, I definitely don't want to blame her for the actions taken by other people, because she's not to blame. And then, but at the same time, a part of me is like, but girl, how did you not? Yeah. So I was just like, I was very confused at the fact that she didn't quite understand, or not. I don't know, because, like, from me and you looking on the outside, it almost feels like the writing's on the wall. So when she was like, oh, I was naive, I thought they would protect me, and I'm like, right? But, like, at the same time, it's like, I shouldn't want to, I don't know, like, I don't want to blame her for the, you know, for the mistreat, like, I don't want to blame her for her mistreatment, because at the end of the day, they shouldn't have mistreated her the way they did.
Of course, her naivete is not her fault. That is not her fault. Anyone who is expecting human beings to act like decent human beings, you know, cannot be blamed for giving someone the benefit of the doubt, you know? So I completely agree with that. I completely agree with that, because she can't be blamed for her own treatment, you know? And in the end, so much ugliness happened to her that she could have been the one, you know, she could have walked in there with all her guards up, just being rude, cutting her eye at every corner, looking at her and refusing this, refusing that. But clearly she agreed to something, because I'm telling you, y'all could have not get me in that big old garbage bag dress that they put her in for her wedding. I'm sorry. And I'm gonna have my own people come and do my hair too and have me looking damn good. Except, and I would have said, no, get me the exact dress Kate wore in my size then. If you want me to wear this trash, then you can get me the same thing. If you don't want me to look better than her, I'll look the exact same as her. Next.
Okay. Here's the thing. I didn't even like Kate's dress. I thought it was boring.
And like,
when I saw whatchamacallit, when I saw Megan's dress, like, she looked nice, but that's because Megan's just a beautiful woman. But like, again, like, her wedding dress didn't stun me at all either, you know?
Girl, I'm telling you right now, like, Kate's dress either, but at least it fit her. That's the bare minimum here for the queen. You know what I mean? Like, at least fit her body. She had a shape in it.
Her body.
Her body.
And at least fit her body.
Exactly.
Like, I will admit that Kate's, because I'm looking at them side by side now, I will admit Kate's dress does look like a much nicer version of Megan's. in terms of, like, especially when you see them side by side. Like, Megan's looks very simple compared to Kate's. I don't know. I almost feel like it makes me feel like maybe this wedding was thrown together just so that the royals could save face.
Girl,
Because, like,
stop.
even the
They didn't
crown, even
care
the
about
crown
her.
on the veil, even the crown on the veil, like, it
Looks
wasn't, yeah, like, it didn't stand out as much as Kate's did. It did, like, her dress looks cheaper than Kate's,
Of
and, like,
course.
I don't want to say that that's the case, because you never, girl, you never know when it comes to pricing. You never know. But when you see them side by side, it looks like Megan definitely had a cheaper wedding than Kate.
It just reflects
And that
how they feel
disappoints
about
me.
her. Point blank. It reflects exactly how they felt about her, exactly what they feel about that marriage, and how they feel towards Harry. Okay. So I'm not shocked people stopped talking to him because I would have stopped talking to them after that wedding. I would have been like, what? But for real though, that's how you're going to do me on my wedding day in front of the whole world. People are staying up all kind of 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning on the on Eastern Pacific time to watch me in this garbage bag. Girl, I would have been, oh God, I was livid. I was livid for her. I don't even care about the royal family, and I'm still mad. I'm still mad because I feel like it was an attack on my people. Like, how dare you? How dare you represent, not represent for her like that? Like, it just, for
Yeah.
me, it showed me all I needed to know when I saw that.
Whose
Everything
brown kid is in
about
this photo?
her.
Sorry. I'm looking at the family photo, the group photo, I guess, like, of the whole family. And there's some, like, beautiful little brown kids, and I'm like, where did they come from?
Oh yeah,
Where
I'm
did they
sure
come from?
it was probably either some family of Megan's
Has to
or
be.
could be performers. Like, she had so many black people in her wedding. She also had a black violinist or
No,
celloist.
but they were part. Forget about the entertainment. I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at the royal family portrait, like the one that they do of the bride and groom and all their family. And you see
Woman who
Megan in
was
the middle.
pissed.
Oh, girl, you see the woman in the middle. Like, of course, Megan in the middle. Harry to her right. Her mama to her left. Okay, her mama looking good in the mix of all of this vanilla. And, like, I don't want to say this, I want to just put out a disclaimer to all of my white audience that, like, when I talk like this, I don't hate you guys, I love you guys. The
I
whole
know.
point
Let
of
us put
this
that
Black
there.
Girl Podcast is going to, like, I just want to digress that, like, this Black Girl Podcast, we are dismantling the monolith of a black woman, and we do understand that white people, white men and women, are also not a monolith. So when we criticize this particular British royal family, and when we say white people and white man and white woman, we obviously don't mean you guys. We love you
Now, yeah, exactly.
guys.
When I say that, talking about the specific ones, they know who I'm talking about. So
Oh,
if you
yes.
feel like it's for you, it is. Okay? If
Now,
you feel like it's for you, you know it is for you. That's all I'm saying. If you feel like it's not for you, it's not. Okay?
facts,
That's all I'm
facts.
telling. That's it. It speaks for itself.
But here,
Okay?
I'm looking at this
Because
whole family photo. I'm looking at Prince William, bald as hell. Okay, I'm looking at Camilla with a peacock on her head. Prince Charles actually looking nice for once. Okay, Prince Philip looking like he's literally the crypt keeper next to the queen. Okay, and I'm looking at all these cute little babies in all their flower girl dresses, and I'm trying to understand why Kate was pissed about these flower girl dresses, because these dresses are adorable on all of these beautiful children. So I want to know what was so angry or what was so upsetting about these dresses and the situation of these dresses that she had to make Meghan Markle cry. I want to know.
I know why. She's probably told the girl,
Why?
sorry, you can't borrow my dress, boo. It's
They're
at the queen ass. You can't say
talking
shit.
about the flower girl dresses, the flower girl
Oh, sorry,
dresses.
girl. I dazed off there.
You're
So
so
what
funny.
happened? Say that again. The flower girl dress made her cry?
So apparently the root of Megan and Kate having the argument to the point that Megan was left in tears was surrounding the flower girl dresses.
Like what?
Girl, I don't know, because I'm looking at the dresses and they look cute. Maybe she wanted her kids to stand out more than the rest of the kids. I don't know. But it's either way,
And also, it's a
all the kids
wedding.
look cute.
And like, keep in mind that it's your wedding. It's a very, and Megan was already under stress. Maybe she was also already emotionally frazzled. She's probably was already under duress from the family hearing all, you know, who knows
Yeah, of
what other,
course.
because, and this is one thing I was going to say too. Keep in mind, Megan's a human being. She's a woman. So her complaining, as shocking as everything may sound, I bet you this is not the worst of it. I'm sure there's some
Oh, yeah.
dirty down disrespect that she could be telling us that she is still holding her tongue with. Okay. I bet you,
Oh, yes.
Harry, we don't even, this is a real, real oolong, dark, steep overnight tea. Okay. We're just getting the,
That
yes, the
cold
cold,
brew.
that cold brew, dark roast. Okay. I'm sorry. It's not. We're just getting the little steep tea. Okay. That's all we're getting.
Yeah.
The real quick steep tea, and it sounds this bad. So imagine if it was just no filter what Harry knows. I'm sorry for him to leave
Yeah,
quick.
because, well, because here's the thing. Oprah asked him, like, do you want to say who it was? Like, who made the comments about like his son's skin tone and stuff. And he was just like, no, I'm not gonna do that.
Damn.
I'm not gonna do it. So
The queen.
like a lot of people a lot of people are speculating that A, it's either, like you said, the queen, or B, that, like, we're just never gonna know.
It's the queen, and he doesn't want his next plane to go down. So I don't blame the guy. I wouldn't say nothing either. Like, friend, we don't need no mother-daughter and mother-son reunions right now, okay? We don't need it.
Oh
I
no.
rebuke it. Sorry, guys. My comedy can be very morbid. I apologize. I've been watching too much true crime lately. But
Girl,
no,
you
I
and me
don't blame
both.
him. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Don't say it. We know it was old Liz. We're gonna call it old Liz. That's the code word. We don't, no one knows who that is. But I'm sorry. We all know who it is. I know exactly who it is. The one who has the biggest balls out here, the only one with no balls. Okay. So old Liz, I know it. I'm telling you right now. I am not even, it's not Prince Charles. Prince Charles got no balls. Okay. Prince Charles would
Girl, we
stand
know
by his
that.
mother and say, yes, mother's right. That's it. That's all he said.
Well, girl, I'm sorry. When you're swinging an allowance of millions of dollars per year, like I said, it would be hard for these men to find their balls.
Oh, of course. Of course. And
You
that's why
know?
Harry's got a big ginger pear, because this man said, take your purse of money, your booty and your pass, and he slapped his balls in their face and said, no, I'll take this purse. And he left. He slung his balls over his
Yep.
shoulder and got the hell out of there
Yep.
with his frizzy-haired African descendant wife who did not get a pass for being biracial. And that's probably also what her dad's probably pissed, like, you know, she is part white, you know. Don't forget about me, you know. But then he's the one acting all ghetto, hold up what do you call it, ransom, holding tabloids for ransom or whatever he was doing.
Of course, because
Yeah.
he's, again, desperation for that money, power, and privilege.
I couldn't
It goes
believe
to
it.
show this man who has no association to the monarchy whatsoever automatically thinks he's entitled because his daughter is marrying this man.
Right? And now
And
imagine
instead
this.
of going, and instead of being in the tabloids, defending his daughter, standing up for her, showing that she has class and integrity, all the things that are not happening by the monarchy. He's here begging for articles left, right, and center.
Exactly.
Please.
And just to give that vantage point to, I hate using the term white people, but we're going to use the term for lack of another term. I'll say Caucasian
Yes.
sometimes, but I'm done with that. So just to give white people the perspective and that black people have when they are in a white space, okay? This is how Megan felt, okay? It's her
side note. Hold on, side note. Side note. When Oprah Winfrey says Prince Harry separately told her the Queen and Prince Philip were not the ones who voiced concern about Archie's skin color, all I'm saying, it's reinforcing it to me that it was their father.
It wasn't the Queen.
Anyways, keep going.
He said it wasn't.
It was not the Queen.
Mm-mm. No, the Queen spoke to whoever it was that spoke to them. I'm telling you that right now. But
I'm telling you, it was their fucking father. But no, you keep going.
I believe it. No, I believe it could be the dad, but I believe he's just repeating what the Queen said. He only brave enough after she said it for him to say it. Okay, but keep going. I'm sorry. I believe it's the Queen, but keep going. I'll keep going, like I said. Anyway. Yeah. So, girl, I was on such a thought. I got to get back on that train now. So, okay, yes. So giving people in the who are not minorities, okay, so therefore people who are not people of color, the perspective and to kind of put you in the shoes of a person of color. What Megan mm-hmm. went through with her father going to tabloids and embarrassing her, okay, this is what black people feel like in front of white people. It's the same so when you're at the grocery store and you are, let's say you're paying and you don't have enough money and you tell your child, you know, okay, quiet, mommy doesn't have enough money. And your child goes, what, mom? You ain't got no money. The check is going to bounce. And screams.
Yeah.
That is what she felt like. And that is what black people feel like all the time in white company. You don't understand that. Like a lot of the time we feel like, oh no, is my all of a sudden go frizzy and embarrass me and scream and the check is gonna bounce. Oh no, am I going to, you know, my lip gloss didn't, you know, wasn't looking good and my lips look dry and that check is gonna bounce. Oh no, I forgot my lotion and my skin is ashy. Like it's just there's always something that we're trying to look our best and show our best face, and then there is daddy talking to the tabloids or something happening. Like you don't understand because we already are on edge. We're not the majority. We already stick out. So we want to always show our best.
Right.
Face, you know, so that is what it's like. It's that it's like something you cannot control. I can't control that I'm black and that I stick out because of it. You understand? I can't control mm-hmm. that I'm different. And the jokes that I make on this show, for example, I can't just go to work and talk to my boss and have a funny joke and then tell her, yes, I can't do that. I can't. She won't understand it. She won't feel it the way my girls will feel it. And, you know, will understand that that's just me being funny. That's me a joke. You know, this is me. This is who I am. But I can come out of myself and make a couple of funny jokes every now and again. That's my baseline of funny. You know, I can make those voices and that just doesn't define me. But the moment I make that joke in front of somebody who is not black or doesn't understand or know me, they think that that's me and I'm just ghetto now. It's like that all of a sudden becomes who I am. So that's just a little tea and a little taste of what it's like to be in the finger or footprints of a person of color.
Yeah.
Now we got to
wrap. Yeah, for sure.
Because I have a little running around. Basking with his backside because we want
to still it's 11 o'clock, girl. Okay, you need to put him down.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But let us know what you think of this whole story, what your impression is. Do you guys agree with us? Do you disagree? What do you think of the royal family? What do you guys think of somebody who's, you know, who stepped away from this title and from, you know, this whole situation? Let us know. You can follow the podcast, as you already know, on Spotify, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, all of that good stuff. Anywhere where there's a streaming platform, we're usually tucked away in there. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Mm-hmm. I am one half of this lovely set, Miss Lola.
Mm-hmm. And I am going to say, Interpol, don't shoot. British Army, hold your musket. Okay. expressed in this episode are solely of the two hosts that are speaking and do not literally mean anything that we have said. This is under the guise of a comedic entertainment and not to be taken literally or metaphorically or geographically, physically, anonymously, or any kind of other clee. And it is all for entertainment purposes. Okay, the views that you may have can be sent to us at our Instagram, which is at This Black Girl Podcast. And yes, at all according. And yes, I am the other half of this podcast, which is at The Hill Diva on Instagram. If you have any complaints about my oversharing, okay? And enjoy, bring it, bring the fire, bring the heat, because I could take all that smoke. But yes, this has been a great discussion. Like it was a really long one. So
oh girl, I could keep talking about it.
Like this needs to be a two-part special. Like honestly, after we watch the full interview, we need to go in. We need to go in, honestly.
Girl, like there's a lot of things that we haven't even touched on. Like for example, did you know that they wanted Meghan Markle to continue her acting career because they quote unquote did not have enough money to pay her as a royal, allegedly.
I'm done.
Girl, I wanna know, I'm telling
who
you.
Who is paying Camilla then? What treasurer is
Thank
paying
you.
Camilla? Because she's a widow.
Oh my gosh.
I'm done. But yeah, so we're going to end now because we could go on forever. Everybody have a wonderful night.
Yes,
as our lovely Ola Miss Lola was saying. And
yes, we are.
Bye.
Bye.